Northern Iraq is still far from settled. Less than a week after U.S.-backed Kurdish militia forces swept into the city of Kirkuk, the region is on edge. Gangs of Kurds have been reclaiming land that was confiscated by the Baghdad government during decades of ethnic cleansing. Arab and Turkmen leaders, meanwhile, claim the Kurds are targeting their ethnic groups. NPR's Ivan Watson reports on fears of escalating sectarian violence.
20 miles south of Kirkuk, next to a highway strewn with discarded Iraqi army uniforms and vehicles, stands the sleepy village of Hasib. At first glance, the Iraq war seems to have bypassed this tiny community. That is, until a man armed with a Kalashnikov rifle and dressed in the baggy pants and cummerbund of a Kurdish militia fighter walks up and plants a green flag on two of the village's 45 houses.
He says this is my real area and put this flag because this area belongs to me at past.
The move triggers a shouting match with the house's Arab residents. They show documents proving that they have lived here nearly 15 years, ever since they bought this property from the government. The Kurd, whose name is Sardar Semin, says he was born and raised here until 1986, when Iraqi officials forced his family off this property and sent them packing to northern Iraq. Semin was just one of tens of thousands of Kurds expelled from areas in and around Kirkuk. This policy of ethnic cleansing, called Arabization, continued until last Thursday, when thousands of exiled Kurds swept back down from the mountains to Kirkuk on the heels of the retreating Iraqi army. Now Semin's back to claim his land, and that includes this empty two-story house recently built on the property. The man who built the house, an Arab named Thayer Thasib Ibrahim, says he removed even the doors and light fixtures after he was threatened at gunpoint.
I built this house by my money, and I bought this land from government by my money.
After being persecuted for years, some of the Kurds in Kirkuk have begun acting like a conquering and vengeful army. Yesterday, this frightened Arab came to the city center to tell journalists he'd just received an eviction notice.
He said Kurds came to him and they were armed. And they wearing Kurdish clothes. Uh-huh. And they give us just a chance for 3 days to leave the region.
The Arab says he was one of thousands who benefited from a Baghdad government decree in the 80s that offered free land and $30,000 to each Arab family that agreed to settle in Kirkuk. At the same time, the regime refused ethnic Kurds and Turkmen the right to purchase property. The Kurds' takeover of Kirkuk following the retreat of Iraqi forces has also exacerbated tensions with Kirkuk's Turkmen community. Ahmed Mahmoud, a Turkmen leader, claims the Kurdish guerrillas are behind a rampage of looting and robberies that have targeted Turkmen as well as Arabs.
If the American don't collect the weapons from the people, yes, that he thinks there will be a public war between Kurds and Turkmen.
The Iraqi Turkmen Front claims at least one boy was killed last night when Kurds opened fire on a vehicle showing Turkmen colors. The small garrison of American troops stationed here has made attempts to restore law and order to the city. Yesterday, a column of American tanks drove through downtown Kirkuk in an apparent show of force. The top U.S. commander here has called for the creation of a multi-ethnic committee, including Kurdish, Turkmen, Arab, and Christian leaders, to help rebuild Kirkuk's infrastructure and establish a dialogue to avoid sectarian violence. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kirkuk, Iraq.